Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. Merry Christmas! Hallelujah! This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. Like to say special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn On The Light Broadcast. Turn On The Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where their leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and worship service starts at 10 a.m. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday. Actually, every Wednesday at noon, Eastern Standard Time, you can call in this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to it live. They also have Bible studies at their location every Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can reach them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song, amen? Actually, I'm going to play two songs for you this morning.
Dwelling
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us. Before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. You learn to praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter, no matter, no matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life. You got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior. Let me see some hands. We worship Him.
We worship You.
Everybody.
We worship You.
We worship You.
Hallelujah. Glory. We worship You, Father. You're the guest of honor. We invite You in this place, God. It's all about You, God. Nobody like You, Father. You're God all by Yourself, the true and the living God. El Shaddai. More than enough, God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Father. We worship Your God. We gospel. we're awestruck, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Well, once again, thank you for calling in on this, which we celebrate as Christmas. Merry Christmas. He woke us up this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's get into the word, amen. Coming out of the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, the 7th chapter, verse 14. And we're going to read Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verses 6 and 7. Isaiah 7th chapter, verse 14. Isaiah 9th chapter, verses 6 and 7. If you hear the noise in the background, that's our neighbors. Children have their new Christmas toy this morning. The three-wheeler. Book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. And it reads, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. I'm going to read that again. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verses 6 and 7. And it reads, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The title of the message this morning is The Cause of Christmas. The Cause of Christmas. I put emphasis on the word Christmas, which is normally pronounced Christmas. But this morning is pronounced Christmas. The cause of Christmas. Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again for watching over us as we lay down and rest before you, God. Thank you for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, protecting us and keeping us in their care, Father, watching over us, fighting off all the fiery darts of the evil one. And thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning with new mercies, more sufficient grace, Father. A sound mind. Thank you, Father, for your word that heals, your word that saves, your word that delivers, your word that sets free, Father. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins, for allowing him to take the sins of the world to the cross, to die on the cross, Father, and allowing him to go to hell for us and take the keys of hell from Satan. Thank you for raising Jesus up on the third day, Father, with all power, and receiving him into heaven with his precious, sinless blood. Thank you for Holy Spirit, for his teaching, for his guidance, for his comfort, for his leading, Father. And thank you for you, Almighty God, our Father. Thank you for allowing us to come into your presence once again, Father, to sit at your feet, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, Father, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you would have to say to us this morning. We come, Father, with open hearts, ready to receive, God. Help us to make this word, this message, personal, Father, that we may be prepared, we may be ready, we may be encouraged to go out into this world and do what you called us to do. We thank you and we praise you just for who you are. Thank you for this day, God. This day which is celebrated as a representation of your son Jesus entering into this world. We thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. The cause of Christmas. Christ is the English rendering of the Greek name Christos, meaning anointed. That's what Christ means, anointed. Let's go to St. Matthew's. St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Starting at verse 13. And it reads, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, upon this revelation, this understanding that you have, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. The keys is the power, is the authority. So he said, I'm giving you this power, I'm giving you this authority of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth, you have the power, you have the authority that it shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Verse 20 says, then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. I know we say Jesus Christ, but he's Jesus the Christ. Jesus, the anointed one. That's what Christ means, the anointed one. Let's go to St. Matthew, the first chapter, verse 1, talking about the cause of Christmas. St. Matthew 1 and 1, and it reads, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. That's what this book of Matthew is. It talks about the generation, the lineage of Jesus. And then it mentioned the son of David, the son of Abraham. David was a king of Israel. So he represents the king. He's called the King of Kings. Jesus is. And then the son of Abraham. Abraham is called the father of faith. See, in order to be a Christian, a follower of Christ, you must have faith. You must believe that Jesus is the way, that Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the life. You must believe that in order to get to the Father in heaven, you must go through Jesus. You cannot see the kingdom of God unless you are born again. Christos, the Greek word Christos, means anointed. Like the name Jesus, it has no reference to deity, but to the humanity of the Son of God, who received the anointing of the Spirit 30 years after he was born of Mary. 30 years after. He was born into this world as a child. But when he became a man, he put away his childish things. He became anointed at the age of 30. God made him both Lord and Christ. The Hebrew is Messiah. Messiah means the anointed one. So he's Christ, the anointing, and he's Messiah, the anointed one. Since apostolic times, the name Christ has become the proper name of Jesus, the person whom Christians recognize as the God-given Redeemer of Israel and the church's Lord. He's called the Lord of Lords. Christ, or Messiah, is therefore a name admirably suited to express both the church's link with Israel through the Old Testament and the faith that sees in Jesus Christ the worldwide scope of the salvation in him. The cause of Christ. The salvation in him. People say Jesus is the reason for this season which we call Christmas. But actually, Jesus is the reason for sin. He's the reason for sin. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews, the second chapter. Starting at verse 9. It's talking about the cause of Christmas. Hebrews, second chapter, verse 9, and it reads, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels." That angels, the root word of that word angel is Elohim, who is God. So it says that he was made a little lower than Elohim, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Through his sufferings, we're made perfect, we're made whole, we're made complete. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Jesus is called our elder brother because he was the first, the only begotten Son of God, but he was the first and we're called his brethren and sisters. Verse 12 says, saying, "I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee." This is in Psalm 22 and 22. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Verse 14 says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. So he was born into this world to become flesh and blood, to become a human being. That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. That's the cause. That through his death, Jesus' death, that he might destroy him that have the power of death. That's why when I pray, I thank God for allowing Jesus to go to hell and take the keys of hell from Satan, stripping him of all power, of all authority. Verse 15 says, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. That's why I constantly remind us that there should be no fear in dying. No fear in dying. If you're born again, if you're saved, if Jesus is your Savior, your Lord, your Redeemer, when you close your eyes on this earth, they will open in heaven. Because to live is Christ, but to die is gain. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, if you're in Christ. So there's no need to fear death, because the fear of death causes people to do certain things. Because so many people are afraid of dying. But what does it profit a man to fear someone who can kill your body but can't kill your soul? But we must fear him, the one that is able to destroy both the body and the soul. That's where our fear should lie. What can man do unto me when God is on my side? He's more than the whole world against me. With God against the whole world, you still have the advantage. That's why it says, in 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in me Greater is he that is in you. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Because we have the one who has been given all power living inside of us. Glory to God. Now let's go to 1 John. 1 John 3rd chapter, verse 5. First John 3, starting at verse 5, talking about the cause of Christ. And it reads, and ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins. This is talking about Jesus. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. Let no man deceive you. Say that again. Let no man deceive you. Let God be true, his word, and let every man be a liar. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. That's why he was kicked out of heaven when he was Lucifer. Going around heaven, whispering in angels' ears. Y'all know I'm the one who's the anointed cherub. I'm the one who has the ability to, when I sing, my voice sounds like a symphony. I'm the one who has been given the gift. Therefore, y'all should be worshiping me. This is what Lucifer was doing in heaven, in the presence of God. That's just how bold he is. So, yes, he was kicked out of heaven. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, talking about the cause of Christmas, for this purpose, the Son of God, the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one and his anointing, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Emmanuel, the Son of God, was manifested. This is the purpose, that he might destroy the works of the devil, that he might destroy the works. St. John 10 and 10 says, the thief come not but for to steal, the thief being Satan, the devil, comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, but I have come that you may have life. And that you may have life more abundantly. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Happy Hanukkah. That's what we're hearing during this time of the year. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Season's greetings. Merry Christmas. Emphasis on Merry. Merry Christmas. Christmas is almost a whisper now. Merry Christmas. They've even changed the word Christmas to an X. Taking the name Christ out of it. Merry Xmas. But God wants to remind us that the emphasis must be placed on Christ. Merry Christmas. Let's look at the history of Christmas. The history of Christmas. Christmas is celebrated to remember the birth of Jesus Christ, who Christians believe is the Son of God. The name Christmas comes from the Mass of Christ or Jesus, a Mass service which is sometimes called Communion or Eucharist, is where Christians remember that Jesus died for us and then came back to life. That is the message of Christianity. That Jesus died for us and then came back to life. That's the message. Christmas. Christmas is of the major Christian festivals. Christmas is the most recent in origin. The name, a contraction of the term Christ's Mass, did not come into use until the Middle Ages. In the early centuries, Christians were much more likely to celebrate the day of a person's death than the person's birthday. We call that funerals. Death is celebrated more than births. Think about that. Christians come together more so to celebrate a death than a birth. Very early in its history, the church had an annual observance of the death of Christ and also honored many of the early martyrs on the day of their death. That's why when I see a cross with the picture of what we may know as Jesus to be hanging on a cross, that is a false message, because Jesus is no longer on the cross The cross is empty. Jesus was taken off the cross, placed in a tomb, went to hell, and then he was raised from the grave. But it didn't stop there. He was ascended into heaven. And now he's seated on the right hand of God, interceding for us. Because we have the accuser of the brethren, Satan, all up in God's ear. God, you see what he did. You see what she did. You hear what they said. But Jesus is there interceding, Father. I died for that. My body was broken, beaten for that. My blood was shed for that. Have mercy, Father. Show your grace, Father. They believe in me. Therefore, they're your sons and daughters. So he's ever interceding for us, pleading on our behalf. The cause of Christ. Says, no evidence remains about the exact date of the birth of Christ. No one knows the exact date that Jesus was actually born. The December 25th date was chosen as much for practical reasons as for theological ones. Throughout the Roman Empire, various festivals were held in conjunction with the winter solstice. In Rome, the feast of the unconquerable sun, S-U-N, celebrated the beginning of the return of the sun, S-U-N. When Christianity became the religion of the empire of Rome, the church either had to suppress the festivals or transform them. The winter solstice seemed an appropriate time to celebrate Christ's birth. Thus, the festival of the sun, S-U-N, became a festival of the sun, S-O-N, the light of the world, the Son of God. The celebration of which we call Christmas. That's the history of Christmas. Now let's go to St. Matthew's first chapter. Starting at verse 18. The cause of Christmas. Verse 18, and it reads, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. See, Mary and Joseph were engaged to be married. But before they were married, Mary ended up pregnant. Now Joseph, he had a certain kind of reputation. He was a just man. He was a man of integrity. He was a righteous man. A man of prestige. So this is what was going on. But it says she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. This was a different kind of pregnancy. Then 19 says, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. See, because he was a just man, he still operated with integrity. He considered, okay, this is not good. This is not going to look right. So I'm going to go ahead and break this engagement off. This is what he pondered, because he had to do it privately, because according to the law, Mary could have been stoned to death. Because she would have been seen as a sinner, as an adulterer. So he considered breaking the engagement privately. Verse 20 says, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife. Said, don't worry about marrying Mary. Don't fear it. Don't be afraid. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. The cause of Christmas. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child. This is what we started off reading in Isaiah. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. See, Joseph was not just any kind of man. See, a lot has been said about Mary, but a couple of years ago, I did a message called the Godfather of Jesus, and God allowed me to talk about Joseph. Out of all the men like Abraham, Moses, Job, David, Solomon. God chose Joseph to raise Jesus. Says, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. So even after they got married, they didn't consummate the marriage. They didn't have sex until Jesus was born. And he called his name Jesus. Because Jesus, the Christ, was sent to save us from our sins. So as we gather today to celebrate what we call Christmas, let's not overlook the first part of that word. Christ must. Christ must. He's the reason. He's the cause. He's the purpose. So let's be reminded of why we celebrate this day. To celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your message. Thank you for your son, Jesus, Father. Thank you for considering us to send him into this world to be our Savior, to be our Lord, to be our King, to be our Messiah, to be our Christ. We thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Merry Christmas. The cause of Christmas. God bless you. Love you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Wood. Go and celebrate Christmas.